Eugene Keeney hooks his 2,500-gallon water truck to a fire hydrant on the northern edge of Clovis. On this side of Shepherd Avenue in the city, the grass is green and still moist with the water from daily running sprinklers piped in from Clovis's water system. But the north side of Shepherd Avenue is in Fresno County, where residents get water from private wells. From here, all we see are brown yards and dried-out dirt driveways. Sometimes Keeney, with NRK Services, delivers water as far as 50 miles away in Visalia. But today, his trip is shorter, across the street.
In this little neighborhood here, I probably have about 10 to 15 customers.
Many of these wells have run dry, and some homeowners are on waiting lists for new wells. But the price of hiring a well driller can be costly, and even if a new well is drilled, there's no guarantee water is in the aquifer.
One customer got one done in 6 months. I got another customer that's been waiting 7 months now, but they got to go like 1,000 feet deep. And if you want to pay extra, they'll drill your well sooner.
Keeney has been in the water delivery business for 15 years. He says the calls for deliveries usually flood in late in the summer. But this year, the first ring came in May. It costs him $1.25 for 1,000 gallons, and he charges $150 or more. Keeney says the calls increase when farmers with crops near residential areas begin to irrigate.
Almonds, walnuts, and it's the straw effect, you know, long straw and a short straw. You know, they're 1,000 feet deep. Homeowners are, you know, a couple hundred feet deep. So as soon as they start drawing, the water table drops and then you lose your water.
Keeney and I delivered a tank of water to a house with 2 4,000-gallon tanks.
She drilled a well 3 years ago. And I've already took her 3 loads this year.
So generator on?
Yeah, this thing's loud.
And that's why he says this is happening in the rural region just north of Clovis. Peter Hammer, who lives on a 2.5-acre parcel, is one of those customers. He's had to severely cut his household water consumption since his well was reduced to a dribble earlier this summer.
We noticed that the tank was filling slower and slower and slower. And finally, I had the well guy out, Scott Water. Scott's guy said that the well is essentially dead.
Hammer's yard is sparse. There's not a weed in sight, just a giant palm and 3 other smaller trees. He's turned to living weed eaters to keep his plot tidy and drought tolerant.
Come on, you guys, wake up.
Past the goats and behind a fence, Hammer's well is pumping at about 1 cup per minute.
I have a large green 3,000-gallon tank, which you see all over the unincorporated parts of this county, and it's quite empty. You can hear how resonant that is. And the water is about the last quarter. That represents probably, what, about 1,200 gallons still there.
The lack of water, the high price to buy the resource, and the uncertainty of whether a second well is worth it leaves Hammer and his wife using what little water they have very carefully.
You take measures, you do the best you can. Putting dish pans in every sink, so you collect your rinse water and that becomes your wash water. You take 90-second showers, and so on.
But Hammer is not alone in this fight for water. And Eugene Keeney, the water transporter, admits to making a profit off this natural resource. But then again, he says he has to make a living and pay off his truck. Today he's in Clovis, but demand brings him all over Central California.
Madera Rancho, I've got calls from Sanger, I've got calls from Delray, I've got calls from Easton, Visalia, Oakhurst, Bass Lake. There's a subdivision up there wanting me to go every day up to Bass Lake, but you know, it's just too far and too hard on the truck.
And unfortunately, that is the fate of many other homeowners in the region, grappling for water when their neighbors have it just feet or miles away. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.